For Older Kids, Isa's Blessing by Mackenzie Van Inglenhoven, based on a true story. Mine is a home where every hour is blessed by the strength of priesthood power. Children's Songbook, page 190.
Is something bothering you?
Mom asked Isa as they rode the tram home from church. Isa stared out at the canals that crisscrossed Amsterdam streets.
My primary teacher said that having the priesthood in your home is a blessing,
Isa said.
But Dad doesn't have the priesthood.
We can still have the priesthood in our home, even if your dad isn't a member of the church. There are lots of worthy priesthood holders in the ward who can help you. What about Brother Van Leeuwen, our home teacher?
Isa liked Brother Van Leeuwen. He always brought stroop waffles, Isa's favorite cookie, and talked with her about science, her best subject. But at church, other children told about their dads giving them priesthood blessings when they were sick or upset. Isa couldn't ask her dad for a blessing.
I love Dad. I just wish he had the priesthood.
When they got home, Dad was in the kitchen cooking dinner.
How was church?
He called to them. Isa didn't reply. Instead, she went into her bedroom and flopped down on the bed. She wished things were a little different. The next week, Isa had to take a big test at school. Every child in the Netherlands has to take a test when they are 12 years old to determine where they go to school next year. Even though Isa had been studying hard and was prepared, she was very nervous. The night before, her stomach felt like it was tied in knots. She couldn't sleep. As she tossed and turned in bed, she remembered the lesson from primary about asking for a priesthood blessing if you were afraid. Even though her dad couldn't give her a blessing, she knew Heavenly Father would help her if she asked. Isa got out of bed and walked into the living room. Mom was at work, but Dad was on the couch watching TV.
Is everything okay?
Dad asked.
I'm really nervous about the test tomorrow. Do you think we could call Brother Van Leeuwen and ask him to give me a blessing?
I think that's a good idea. Let me give him a call.
Soon, Brother Van Leeuwen and his son Jan came over and gave Isa a blessing. Brother Van Leeuwen asked Heavenly Father to help Isa not be nervous for the test and to help her do well. While Brother Van Leeuwen gave Isa the blessing, Dad sat on the couch and folded his arms and closed his eyes. After the blessing, Isa felt much better. Her stomach wasn't so tight anymore, and she was even a little sleepy.
Good luck tomorrow,
Brother Van Leeuwen said as they left.
You've worked very hard, and I know Heavenly Father will help you do well.
I'm proud of you for having faith,
Dad said to Isa as he tucked her back into bed.
Even if I'm not a member of the church, I'm glad that you believe in God. And I hope you know that I do too.
Thank you, Dad,
Isa said, and he kissed her on the cheek. As she snuggled under her covers, Isa felt happy and peaceful. She was grateful to have a dad who loved her. She was glad her dad believed in Heavenly Father and Jesus, and she knew the priesthood could always bless her and her home.
Sidebar. We can live every hour blessed by the strength of priesthood power, whatever our circumstance. Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Power in the Priesthood, Ensign, November 2013, page 92.
End of the story, Isa's Blessing, by Mackenzie Van Inglenhoven, read by Susie Venable.